Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Sneezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
Welcome, listeners. Well, as you know, during the winter months, we know a lot of you will want to do some holiday baking. Or if you're like me, you'll want to bake holiday cookies and goodies year-round. Baked goods like breads, muffin, coffee cake. Hello. Those are my personal favorites.
Mine too, Stephanie. But the problem is these treats, they can add up fast with all the empty calories. But yet you want to enjoy your holidays and have some of your, you know, your favorite pies and cakes and cookies. So what can we do to try to reduce the amount of carbs, but still have some of those favorites?
Well, Tamara, I think I might have a solution for us. I have a low-carb solution. Joining us today is Zach, the president of Tova Industries. Our listeners might recognize one of his products here in the iconic yellow box, Carb Quick. Welcome, Zach.
Hello, Stephanie. Hello, Tamara.
Hi. Thank you for joining us, but can you tell our listeners a little bit about Carb Quick? Like, how can it help our listeners with holiday baking?
Sure. So a quick history lesson about Carb Quick. We started formulating it back in the 90s. So it's already 20 years since we started. And we decided to create a new way for low carb or carb free products that is different than many other products that were being produced at the time. And our idea was that it has to be familiar in taste, easy to use, and become part of your lifestyle, not something that you do just once in a while. And also to have a familiar performance to it that is easy to use in baking and cooking. And everything in Carb Quick that we created is based on wheat. So the taste is familiar. It doesn't use things that people are not used to, like soy and like other beans or other ingredients. And also, it does not use any sugar alcohol. It's very high in fiber and very high in protein, which means it's good for you. And at the same time, you save the vast majority of carbs and you still get the same results. And we have a lot of people like Stephanie that have proven over the years how great it is in many recipes. And wow. we've been producing the same exact formula for Carb Quick as well as its own sister product, Carbolose, which is more of a flour product, all these years without ever changing the formula. It's still the same as it was then with the same famous yellow box.
Well, I know a lot of our listeners love Carb Quick. It's very, very popular, I know, with the Dirty Lazy Keto crowd. But a lot of folks are curious about what exactly is inside of it. So is there a secret ingredient inside that makes it so delicious? We want to know, since we have the president here, maybe you'll tell us.
Well, you know, it's all in the vault next to the Coca-Cola formula. We do not disclose what's in it. I've had a lot of people ask for it. And as a matter of fact, some famous flour companies called us and said, can we get the secret how you do it? And we want to do it. Names that you all are familiar with. And we said no. But I'll tell you in general that it has a lot of good ingredients that are all listed on the box. And a lot of them are rich in fiber, rich in protein. We extract the protein out of the wheat, leaving all the carbs behind. And we enrich it when it comes to Carb Quick with things like buttermilk and egg whites. The rest of it is really... there are a few enzymes that we put in it that make it behave better as far as making a dough out of it or making a batter out of it and cooking with it and baking with it. But it's really all made with basic known ingredients, just in a way that we do it that's a little different.
That's awesome. Did you develop Carb Quick, Zach, because you yourself are a low carb on a low carb diet?
to some extent, yes, I'm a big believer in healthy lifestyle. And I follow a Mediterranean diet, which is naturally low in carbs by itself. And I love to eat bread. And bread is always a problem for people that try to get to minimize their carb footprint. So that was why we developed the approach that we did. The idea was back in the late 90s when we started to work on it, that the Atkins diet at the time became very popular and followed later on by the keto diet and similar diets. And we sampled, as a manufacturer of these products, we sampled a lot of the products that were out there and we just didn't care for their taste. It was the biggest part was the taste. They all gave you the right carb count, but they didn't taste or they didn't perform in a bakery environment or in our own lab the way we expected it to. And that's what brought us to develop CarbQuick. Well, initially we developed Carbalose, which is the main ingredient in CarbQuick and actually is available as a separate item to be purchased as well.
Well, one of the reasons I think CarbQuick is so popular with folks on keto, Zach, is I think it allows them to make, you know, goodies that they thought were like off limits, kind of like you said, like your carb footprint. I really like that expression. Well, was that your plan? Was that your intention?
Yes. The intention was to create something that can work in so many different recipes. And the way we tried it initially is we tried just to substitute flour and take out the sugar, take out everything that's really not so good for you and use it as a substitution. And if you look at the box that's just next to you, Stephanie, you'll see the three pictures of items and they kind of represent the gamut of what it can do, plus a whole lot more. So you have the pizza, which everybody told us, oh, I'm missing having pizza once in a while. Of course, the biscuits, the simple biscuit that you can make just by adding water to the mix and the pancakes and so many other thousands and thousands of recipes that are in your books and that are also available online and in Pinterest and YouTube, where people are so creative in what they do. I can't even fathom how they come up with these crazy ideas that to make what they can make with it, whether it's a sweet product like a tremendous brownie or a pretzel or a bagel or another type of a cake, or just as using it as a breading and a coating and everything in between. But the idea was to make it as all purpose as possible.
Yeah, it truly is versatile because I think any recipe I've thought of that I want, there's one out there with CarbQuick. It's great. And so Zach, do you eat CarbQuick yourself? And if you do, tell our listeners what your favorite recipes are.
I do. My favorite is probably the pizza and the cheese biscuits. Those are probably, I'm more of a savory guy. And as a matter of fact, we are actually right now these days working, finalizing on some cupcakes that are going to be mug cakes made in the microwave that it takes just 60 seconds to bake a mug cake. And actually, we're going to end up launching it probably as its own separate item, starting on Amazon soon. So those are my favorites. But I got to share with you a quick family story about this. Actually, I have a couple of them, but I'll tell you the one that. A little while ago, before the pandemic, we were vacationing in Florida and meeting with my wife's cousins, and he's a physician. Actually, he was at one point the head of the American Medical Association, the head of the AMA. And we commented how great they looked. And he said, we are on this new diet and we discovered this new product that we didn't know about called CarbQuick. And they didn't know that their cousin is the one that actually, and I said, guess what? We are the ones making it.
I love that story.
Well, tell me, Zach, are these products intended for people to try to lose weight or are you looking for a broader audience?
I think we're looking for anybody that wants either to try or to add to their own cycle of diets, a low carb item, whether it's just that alone or it's just helping them some of the time. We get so many comments from people that are not on a diet and they just love it. Why not? If it's good for you, it gives you, for example, I believe in getting a lot of fiber in your diet. And it's not just me. The whole medical community recommends having a lot more fiber. This product has a lot of oat fiber in it, which is good for you just by itself.
Yeah.
So I think it's good for people that are recovery from certain ailments or are diabetics and are trying to limit their insulin reaction, or people that are following your environment, which is being on it most of the time or all the time. So I think it fits a lot of these different profiles. As a matter of fact, one of our endorsers is a cardiologist who is giving it to his recovery patients from cardiac issues, because he's a strong believer that that is associated. Many cardiac issues come from excess fat in your or excess sugar in your diet. And this product helps them a lot with that.
Yeah, that's amazing. The oat flour, I would think, the oat product you were talking about is great for the heart, right?
It is great for, they say it's great for your heart, and it's great for the, your cholesterol count, and it's great for your digestive system.
Yeah. Well, our listeners are mostly familiar with CarbQuick. Most of them are, but I'm wondering if you have any other low carb products you're developing that our listeners might want to try.
So the one that's available right now, and we are actually relaunching it with a brand new packaging very soon, is Carbalose. And Carbalose is intended really to replace just plain flour, like all-purpose flour or bread flour or cake flour, one for one. And we are finding that people that are a little better at baking, that know a little bit more about how to work with raw flour, prefer it over CarbQuick, because CarbQuick already has many of the additional ingredients, as we mentioned earlier, like the buttermilk and the egg, and it's got some leavening in it and some oil in it. Carbalose does not have any of those. It's just the pure flour part of the CarbQuick. It's also a little bit less expensive to buy. And we have had it all along on several places online, including Amazon and including nutrition.com and some others. And we're now, we decided to kind of rebrand it and make it more of a user-friendly look. And it's coming out, I would say, within the next month or so, it's going to be available to start with on Amazon.
Wow, that's terrific. Well, I know a lot of our listeners who might want to try CarbQuick or Carbalose, I bet they're curious right now, Zach, where could they find it? And we have listeners here in the United States and also worldwide, if you have that information to share.
I'm glad you asked. So as you know, Stephanie, we launched it initially about, I'd say, almost 15 years ago, actually on Amazon. We were one of the first people to be on Amazon with the product. From very early on. And it's been a great, great channel for us. In the meantime, we've added many, many other outlets. So I'll tell you some of the, to your viewers and listeners, some of the, our main ones. So the next biggest one we have is right now on Walmart. We created, at Walmart's request, they came to us, requested it, a little smaller box. It's a 2-pound box instead of the 3-pound box. And it's now available in all Walmarts around the country, almost 5,000 of them. Brick and mortar Walmarts. And the amount of reordering is just amazing. They reorder it fresh every week, and every week we get a bigger order from them than the week prior. Another place we recommend to go to get it, if you go online, is nutrition.com, which carry a lot of nutritional based products, and they're one of our greatest resellers. And there are lots and lots and lots of mom and pop stores. And actually, if you go on our website on tovaindustries.com or carpway.com, there is a finder, a zip code locator. And if you put your zip code, it'll show you where are the near places to you where you can get it. We also have it internationally available right now in many countries. As I mentioned to you just before the podcast, we actually are starting to negotiate now with Scandinavia. I know it's available on Amazon UK. And I believe you may also be able to get it on Amazon Germany. We have several outlets in the Middle East that carry it. And as a matter of fact, we are launching a new partnership with a company in the UAE and United Arab Emirates that's going to package Carbalose under their own label with our permission. And they plan to sell it all over the Gulf states and the Arabian Peninsula. So, and it's available also in Canada, in the Canadian version, both brick and mortar and online. and in some countries in South America, like Chile and Argentina.
That's amazing. It's everywhere. So Zach, it's been such a pleasure having you today on the show. We've really enjoyed it. And Stephanie and I can't wait, because right after our interview with you, we're going to break into our carb quick boxes and start some holiday baking. And then we're going to share what we baked with our listeners. So thank you so much for starting off our holiday baking efforts.
It's been my pleasure. Please send us pictures and recipes if you want, all your listeners. Sometimes we'll pick with their permission and put it on the box or inside the box or on our website if we like it too. So please, please be creative with it.
Well, thanks again for joining us today, Zach. We appreciate your support.
Thank you, Stephanie, so much. And Tamara.
Well, I'm curious how our listeners plan to use Carb Quick over the holidays. Tell us what you'd like to make by emailing me, Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com, or through Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto.
Are you curious what our favorite ways are to use Carb Quick? Stephanie and I have been busy in our kitchens with Carb Quick, and we're going to show you what each of us made after this quick break.
Well, Tamara, I have been using baking shortcuts like Carb Quick for almost a decade. And I'm going to share a lot of my fast cooking hacks and recommended products in the new Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook. It's coming out in January 2021, but you can pre-order it now. Order your copy now to avoid it being sold out, which usually happens in January, let's face it. And don't forget, it's called the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook.
Awesome. Okay, Steph, I was super busy while you were talking there. Through the magic of television or podcasting or whatever, I made my recipe, which was chocolate chip cookies.
Yay! Ooh, chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
Can you show us?
I'm trying. Hang on. There we are. Okay. Can you see it?
Oh, I'm looking closely. Oh, those look good.
Yeah.
They're so good. On a baking sheet.
I know. Well, you know.
Are they fresh out of the oven? Were you multitasking while we were interviewing?
Yes. Them? Yes, I was. I have an oven in my office.
Are you going to taste one? I would like you to describe it.
Oh my gosh. I wish you could try it. Okay. The thing about these is they turn out yummier than I expected. That was the first thing. And I just got this off the internet, this recipe. And it's really light, actually. It doesn't get real, you notice it's not real brown like a normal cookie. That's the only kind of funky difference, but it's not offensive looking, right?
Well, I'm sure it depends on which type of cookie recipe, right? Because this isn't from his box, your recipe.
Mm-hmm.
You found it like on Pinterest, I think you mentioned.
I did, yeah. And okay. It's so, so good. It's light. This one uses Lily's chocolate chips. You can use the dark ones. I use the semi-sweet ones. It's so good. He was talking about, Zach was saying he likes the more savory ones. I find that I don't like the savory ones as much. I like the sweet ones. Mm. So, but yeah, there's so many good recipes out there. So, but chocolate chip is like a comfort food for me.
Yeah.
That's why I made those.
Especially for the holidays, right?
Yeah. Well, what did you do, Stephanie?
Well, during the magic of television and podcasting, while we were multitasking with Zach, I heard him mention about brownies.
Ooh.
And chocolate is one of my husband's all-time favorite. So I'm holding up for our YouTube viewers. I don't know if you can see. I'll come closer.
It looks like a real brownie.
It is a real brownie. And I actually got this recipe from the inside of the Carb Quick box. If you have a Carb Quick box at home, when you open it up, there's more recipes inside.
Oh, I didn't.
Isn't that sneaky?
I know.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? So yeah. I followed his directions exactly. And then I warded off my family from eating them. And I know, right? And they're delicious. They rise just like a normal cake brownie would, like from, before. And they're very sweet and chocolatey.
Ooh, how does it taste?
They're so good. We have chocolate all in my teeth for the next 5 minutes.
We could leave brownies and cookies for Santa. He'd have a healthy snack.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I wonder.
My kids did eat these yesterday. I don't know if your family ate your cookies.
No, I wouldn't let them.
Oh, you
I was like, no,
like,
I need this away. For, I back need this away. For podcast. So, but so I'm going to see what they think of it today.
Mm-hmm. Well, my family had this at dinner last night for dessert, and none of them knew the difference. My son was like, "Mom, since when are you making like desserts again? Like, are you back on carbs?" And I said, "No, no, I'm not. Thank you very much." And then I told them about the podcast, and they were so blown away because it tastes like the real thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like a godsend for keto, you know, especially the holidays, because you do miss these, you know, brownies and cookies and muffins. Mm-hmm. That's the next thing I'm going to make is a cranberry muffin.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I've heard they people have say like having carb cook. And actually Zach is the one that told me this, like, especially when people are like trying to transition to a different lifestyle and cut carbs, or just, you know, maybe they have diabetes or heart conditions or trying to eat healthier. He feels like this is almost like a gateway product to eating healthier. 'Cause you want to cut back on those things, you know, muffins and cookies and pizza may not be the best for you. But this is a way to kind of ease into like a different lifestyle with more vegetables. Yeah.
And what I also like that I learned from him that I didn't know was that it's got a lot of healthy stuff. Like he said, it's high fiber. It's got a good amount of protein, and it's got this oat fiber, which we know is particularly good for heart disease. I mean, so it's actually, so you're getting treats, but you're actually getting health with it. 'Cause a lot of diet, I mean, if you look at Diet Coke, and I drink Diet Coke, so I'm just, you know, I'm not against it, but there's nothing redeeming about, I mean,
It's not like you're getting like a boost of protein from a diet soda. You're getting absolutely nothing.
No,
not a damn thing, but a little caffeine.
No. And I think he's really committed to making products that aren't just low carb. They're actually, they have good health benefits. Like he seemed really committed to that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, he's great. And like I said, I've been recommending these products and using them myself. And in fact, in every Dirty Lazy Keto book, I recommend Carb Quick by name. And I've been doing that before my friendship with Zach began. So this is something I believe in. It's something I use. And it's great to just have as a tool in your tool chest.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, the big message, Tamara, is that if you're planning on enjoying some low-carb substitutes or maybe introducing this to your low-carb holiday baked good extravaganza, give Carb Quick a try. It's affordable and it's an easy-to-use baking flour substitute that I recommend you keep in your pantry.
And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show us your support by leaving a review, and here's how. On your iPhone, you can select the purple podcast icon, use the search tool to type in Dirty Lazy Girl, click on the thumbnail, and then scroll down until you see ratings and reviews, and then you click on the stars, and we are hoping you select 5 stars. And then if you want to leave a comment, which we hope you do, you scroll down and select leave a review, and then type it in and hit okay. And if you're on YouTube, welcome. This is our newer format and we're having a great time on YouTube, but subscribe to our channel. Give us a thumbs up, like, and leave some comments for us there.
And we love your comments. We always are sharing them. And I have one here from Rebecca, and it's short and sweet, but Rebecca says, "Your podcasts are so cool. I love how it's two friends chatting. So cool." We think you're cool too, Rebecca.
Yeah, very cool.
Happy holidays, listeners.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit dirtylazyketo.com. See you next week.